Hello and welcome back to Core Finance in association with The Next Exchange. It gives me great pleasure to introduce onto the show today Andrew O'Brien, who is CEO and founder of Goodbox. Now, you're unlisted at the moment. Can you explain to our viewers what your company is and what you do there and what you're trying to achieve?
Certainly, yeah. So we are a maturing startup focused solely on the fundraising space. So what we do is, and I wish it could have been kind of a eureka moment of an idea, mm-hmm. but this was a very methodical approach where the fundraising space, we found that it's heavily under-innovated, not a lot of competition, and we don't see many of these big companies focusing on it. So we thought, well, why don't we focus on building solutions specifically for the fundraising space rather than what they've been experiencing today, which is adaptations from very successful products, very well suited to other sectors, but not to their sector. So our flagship product is Goodbox, that's the mm-hmm. name, and it is a contactless fundraising box aimed to replace the cash coin boxes that you might see, for example, on a countertop in a store. Or
And then this is fundraising for charities.
Okay. However, we are looking at the crowdfunding space as well, where individuals, we believe mm-hmm. that people give money to causes, and causes can be hosted by both charities and individuals. So for us, the idea that as opposed to traditional bulky kind of 1990s style looking mobile terminals, which are mm-hmm. very good for concluding a transaction, we had to build something bespoke for the charity and fundraising space, which is excellent when it comes to encouraging or catalyzing that impulse to do good. And the Goodbox is, I suppose, the outcome of our collective thought.
Mm-hmm. And this is a standalone box sitting on a counter or bar, is that the way it is?
Precisely. Well, I mean, there are many faces to fundraising, so we mm-hmm. do try to give it different casings. The Goodbox, again, which is our first launch product, it is a countertop unit. So we looked at the countertops, very tight for space, mm-hmm. And we had to maximize the viewability or the visibility of the units to whoever might be passing by. Thus, we have 5.5-inch HD screens. Mm-hmm. These screens are directly controlled by the charities via the Goodbox cloud. So if you were to imagine an estate of 1,000 Goodboxes, mm-hmm. Which we're in conversations with a couple of charities over, how can you monitor them if you're a charity? They're not cheap. They're not like a £2 cash coin box or a plastic thing. They do have value. Mm-hmm. So we had to look at these things, which, for example, a traditional terminal in a Tesco, for example, if that's switched off or not working, you can be sure that they'll know about it because they won't be able to fulfill purchases mm-hmm. For any of the visitors or shoppers to visit. So for us, we had to look at this remote monitoring. If one switches off, thousands of units across the country, and one of these charities may have no idea that it's not working, we send them a notification saying it's not working. If there is for example, one goes roaming or mm-hmm. maybe disappears from where it's supposed to be, they receive a notification saying that the unit's gone walkabouts, and then they can track it lifetime with a map. So different small things which traditional terminals can't do, which this will need to do. And it all starts with catalyzing that reason to donate.
And with regards to, you mentioned a few charities that you're associated with, have you actually signed some deals with any big charities thus far?
Yeah, so we've been in talks with, so we've got about 180 charities on the waiting list. Mm-hmm. I think we tested some Google ads recently. We spent maybe £80 on that just to see how it works. But beyond that, we have done no marketing. So mm-hmm. this has been purely through word of mouth. We're engaged with 40 museums, five of them being in the top seven in the UK in mm-hmm. terms of visitor count. We are engaged in trials with one major religious institution in the UK mm-hmm. With a view to potentially winning a national contract, and we are hopeful. And then we're engaged with two other religious institutions as well, and those would be in quantities of 500 locations each. So we feel like the progress has been good. We're also talking with 15 hospitals and a few other places, seven different countries of inquiries, including one government from the Middle East, looking to standardize their fundraising processes. So we feel fortunate to be where we are today. Mm-hmm. My previous job, I was selling things that anyone else could have quite easily sold. It's a real pleasure to be able to sell something which people really want and can make a difference.
And Goodbox itself, are you a not-for-profit organization? And that's
we
a,
are,
a key question.
We now. Are a for-profit organization. There are two key reasons for this. One, if I want to attract the best talent to work with me, I'm talking top talent, developers, hardware engineers, then I want to be able to incentivize them accordingly. Mm-hmm. The output is a better product or a better platform. So I'm a strong advocate of the for-profit presence in this space. A great example being JustGiving, mm-hmm. where they're obviously specifically platform-based. They have a 73% market share, despite other not-for-profits surfacing and trying to compete for that market share. And there has to be a reason behind such a high market share. I mean, I don't think 73% is sustainable in any sector. Mm-hmm. And I we'll see if it's sustainable in the not-for-profit sector. But certainly a for-profit status, we're clear about what we're doing. We are, you know, looking at tight margins and scale and volume. Mm-hmm. So we believe the pricing is very clear and fair. And the for-profit for us, we felt that was the best way to take it.
And moving on from fundraising for charities, obviously there's a lot of technology, you need to get the personnel, and to do that there's capital expenditure. You need funds to do that. Any startup needs cash.
True.
So where are you at the moment with regards to raising capital to get this business going?
So we closed our seed round last year, and that was for circa £1 million. We secured a debt or loan facility for additional £4 million, mm-hmm. and we just launched on the Cedars crowdfunding platform. We felt that this is quite a, not necessarily a direct consumer-facing thing. We are technically B2B2C, but we did feel that there could be a consumer element to this, and I suppose inviting the public to be a part of this journey, we felt that there was a substance to that. So we are raising £2.4 million on Cedars. Mm-hmm. I think at last count we're about 54% covered. We only launched yesterday morning, so it's still early doors.
Yeah, doing but, well though, so far.
Well, don't count your chickens, but so far, so good. Mm-hmm. And we are working a few leads as well.
Good, and one assumes when you get the personnel and you have the technology, would you be looking beyond the collection boxes themselves, the digital contactless boxes? Certainly, there must be other applications beyond just collecting for charity.
So I'd say there's two different sets of applications which I could answer your question by. One is within the charity space. Mm-hmm. So our target is to become the first omni-channel or multi-channel full-stack solutions provided to charities. One sign-up gets you platform access, it gets you purchase or rentals of our units. So we understand that a lot of charities have one big day a year. They don't want to buy 1,000 boxes and let them sit gathering dust in a cupboard. Mm-hmm. Rather, what they would do is rent them. We take care of the delivery. They receive them with all of the imagery and all of the videos or whatever they want on the screens pre-uploaded. They go out, do their fundraising. We collect them the next day or a couple of days later. So very much for us, the full stack, where they can do one sign-up into Goodbox, and we are an FCA-registered payment institution, and we're in the process of becoming a payment facilitator, which effectively means we can sign up these charities and remit directly to them as well. Through that process, offering them a full stack gives us this opportunity to do really cool stuff. I mean, I'm talking on at the gateway level, for example, gift aid solutions, where we are currently in discussions with HMRC to potentially roll out, I wouldn't want to say it's a game changer in the gift aid place, but we really hope it will be. And then the second aspect of this is to what use cases we could apply to Goodbox. There are other sectors that have approached us. If you can think about what sector might want to remote monitor their units or get, for example, beer dispensers. Mm-hmm. Get a notification saying that the beer keg is just about to empty out, or something like that, where a relationship with the unit, where it can feed you valuable data to maximize or increase conversion, then the Goodbox does have applications for that as well. But I do want to keep the blinkers on there.
Fair enough. And taking the blinkers off, let's look at 12 months down the line, and even as far out as 5 years. Where would you like Goodbox to be in those kind of timescales?
So right now we're only focusing on the UK market. However, there is a global pull to this, and we've seen that through some of the unsolicited inquiries we've received from, I think, just about every continent now. I would caveat that contactless is big in quite a few countries, but it doesn't dominate the world, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking at Asia, and you've got QR codes, which Alipay and WeChat Pay, which are so popular over there. Our units are built to evolve. I love the story of a Tesla car owner going to bed and waking up the next morning. He's got a brand new dashboard because it's updated itself overnight. Our units will be running at 10% of their capacity at launch, and they will be built to do that. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a new dashboard, but to accept new forms of payments, alternative payments. So we are building this with a global reach in mind. So to answer your question, yes. In terms of geographic expansion, it is something that we're thinking of. Not exactly, I suppose, actioning right now. In terms of where we want to be as a company, we believe that being clear and honest with our customers, and then their customers are the donors, is of utmost importance. And a listing, hopefully, towards the latter end of 2018, early 2019, is what we're forecasting or planning to do at the moment.
On that note, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck with the fundraising. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on here on Core Finance in association with Next Exchange. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All the best.